Ten?
Yeah, we didn't have any questions.
It's 11 minutes to 8, and we're now going to call the regular select board meeting. Is there any public comment on that regard? No, yes, no. Okay. So, review of the agenda. Are there any items that added to the agenda?
I got two additions. One is Chris Bump said that we can go ahead and apply for the paving grant now.
We already have.
Oh, so that got done this week?
I did that, yes.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right, well, never mind. Do we need to approve that?
No, it's gone.
Alrighty.
It's just basically a revisit of Frank's with the addition of the culverts to be put in there.
Okay. And then Andy Mann had sent an email in regard to the Natural Resources Conservation Service grant that we didn't apply for and finish the application. So I'd like to address his concerns publicly if the board is willing.
We'll put that down at the end, but I have a feeling that we're going to not get through the entire agenda.
Well, do you want to save it for another day then?
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, let's just save it for the meeting next week, if that's all right.
Sure.
Is there anything on here we can take off?
Well, what I would suggest is we leave everything on here for the moment, and we'll see how long. There's truck pricing, which is a very minimal thing that has to get done. This Howe Hill project has got to be done tonight. We could do a special meeting for the auditor statements if we had to. The silo distillery has to be done tonight. And because John is here, the capital plan should be done tonight if possible. I would suggest we not delineate anything at the moment, but we probably aren't going to get them all done.
What are we saying we might not get done?
I'm telling you what has to be done. I'm telling you that the truck pricing is a minor matter. Jimmy is not here for the road foreman's report, and that will be extremely brief. Only to say, anyway, that'll be brief. The Howe Hill project, there are some decisions that have to be made, and they have to be made tonight.
Right.
We cannot put those off any longer.
Yeah.
The Plowland Road project, the scope of services between Horizons and Willis has got to be decided. That grant will have to be in by the 15th of April. So we need to get an engineer together to do those things so that we can put that grant in for that bridge. And we may not get the town meeting stuff done. We'll try.
Do you want to just save it for the next meeting then?
Well, it would be better if we could get it done, because there was an error in one of the appropriations, and so we at least need to re-go over those financial statements so that we can readopt those, because they were incorrect because we didn't read the petition, and I'll take the blame for that. And the select board report, the budget narrative, and the draft warning could always be done next week, but we have to accept their financial statements so that they can get those things. These other things can get plugged in. Their financial statements have got to be ready to go. They need to get those, because these others are just, you know, it's all done. They can just plug it in. But the statements have to be done.
Okay. And the annual report can...
Those, we'll try and get through all those things, but we may not. The silo thing has to be done. So... are you willing to accept this? And the other thing that I would ask is that John's been waiting almost an hour now. Can we do, before we do the approval of the minutes and the warrants, can we do Howe Hill first?
Sure.
If that's okay with you guys. Okay. So we really didn't change the agenda.
Yep.
We just may switch things around. So the agenda is as stands. Is there? There was no public comment. We were all milling around. So, John. John has brought a spreadsheet of what he thinks it's going to cost us now.
Yep.
Right?
Yes. So I've got updated plans here. I made copies for everyone and take them or leave them, but they're here. And along with the plan, I've got a final engineer's estimate, a draft final engineer's estimate, I'm calling it. Based on the plan, which includes, it now includes adding the, it includes adding the 18 culverts, mainline culverts, plus the three, we've got three driveway culverts we added to, in some ditching. So, this goes in the estimate itemized. So we got that. I've gone ahead and added the culverts. I just got to add them to the technical specifications. The other thing is, we've been working with the town of Sharon, talking about contracting options, and it's something that we need to decide tonight.
The contracting options? The contracting option that Sharon has chosen was the number two option that John presented a couple weeks ago in an email to at least me, which I forwarded to you, if he didn't send it to all of us. And what that is it will be two separate contracts. And tell me if I'm wrong, John.
No, that's right.
It'll be two separate contracts. It will be, the RFPs will be sent out at one.
Together, yeah.
And together. But it will be a combined bid in that we, Sharon and us, will accept the lowest combined bid. Okay? And so that was the option that they chose, and I felt that it was probably the best option for us, and that is the way we can get. That way, we will be guaranteed to get those price incentives by having a larger project, because they have to come out with the lowest combined bid for the both of us. And so it should be better than for both of us. But that is the first board decision that we have to make, is do we want to go with that plan or some other plan?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed? Wonderful. Okay, now, the second thing is, and I went to the Sharon meeting on Monday night to hear what their plans were in this particular instance. They would like to have a date that would start, they could start any time after June 1 and would have to be done by August 15. Our culverts may have to get done ahead of that time. He thought it would take at least 4 weeks to get the project done, right? Between you and Frank's discussion?
Well, I think the total time frame was about 6 weeks is what they were thinking of. So June,
so we thought,
1st to 2.5, I'm sorry, that's 1.5 months. How did that work?
That's 6 weeks.
Well, that's all of June and all of July and half of August. So that's 2.5 months.
Yeah,
you did have it in that original RFP for August 1, and Sharon thought it should be a little longer.
Right, they wanted to push it back.
And we felt that that would be okay. Mm-hmm. Their plan is to close the road, and as far as I knew, that was our plan as well. Then the second thing was there was a discussion about the bids and where would the bids go. And and we had a discussion about this Monday. Because Sharon's office is open 4 days a week instead of three, we would let all the bids, because it's going to be a joint thing anyway, go to the Sharon office. The bids would be due on the February 13th at 12 o'clock and at noon, 12 p.m., whatever it is, noon anyway. And on January 22nd, there would be a pre-bid conference at 10 a.m. in Sharon. John would ask the bidders to drive the road ahead of time. And it was suggested that, or I suggested that we thought, I thought Jimmy ought to be there. Any of us could be there if we so chose. It's not exclusionary. And that their road foreman would be there. You will be there. And so would that time frame be okay with you guys? You figured you'd get those bids out about Monday, right?
Yeah, I was hoping to early next week. I think we talked about...
So that would give them about a month to get a proposal together. Do you have any problems with any of those dates? I need a motion.
So,
that means that the bids will be due February 13th at 12 noon, and there will be a pre-bid conference on January 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Sharon Town offices, and the contractor will have from June 1 till August 15th to complete the project, and there may have to be an allowance for the culvert replacement in Pomfret. Now, the last thing...
We need a vote on this.
I was going to propose 1 p.m. on January 22nd because I realized...
Did they change it over there when...
No, when I got home, I realized I have a meeting in Montpelier at 9 a.m. that morning.
1 p.m. Okay.
So I emailed Sharon. I haven't heard back yet, asking them to...
So we'll change it to 1 p.m.
Sorry.
So is everyone else all set with those? If so, we need a motion.
We have no motion.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Excellent. The last thing that Sharon discussed was that John was going to tabulate and put in a spreadsheet all the bids for both Sharon and Pomfret. And they thought that they could just have John open the bids there. And if any select board members wanted to go and watch or help, that would be fine. But that he would be responsible, and then all the select board wouldn't have to be there. We're not going to be able to analyze them anyway. We've just got to get them opened and then give them to John to analyze. Do you have any problems with that? They'll be opened at the Sharon offices with their personnel present. We can go if we want to.
Should we have at least one?
Right, I was thinking we should probably at least have one person just for
just for the press, yeah. Nothing more.
Right. We can decide who goes at a later date, but we'll send one select board member. I need a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Excellent. Any opposed? Wonderful. And so, do you have any questions from John regarding the project that he has just brought before us today?
Is 4 inches of pavement enough?
Yeah, that's the standard.
I know I was taking some state classes this spring for pavement management. They recommended 3 plus 2. So
5 inches?
3/4, yeah.
In the V-Trans pavement design manual suggests, which is pretty old, it suggests 4 inches for lower volume roads. This road is 700 cars per day, which would fit into that category, but there's only like 3 inches of pavement on it now, three to four max.
So is this going to be like a three base and a 1 inch finish course?
We're showing 2.5 base and 1.5 wearing course.
Sorry, stone in the base.
We're showing a type 2 base, which is in a type 3 wearing course. Type 2, I think, is 3/4, and type 3 might be 5/8. Type 4 is 1/2, so yeah. Went with the coarser mix on the top. You can either go with the type 3 or type 4 for a wearing course, or typically that's what they go with.
Is this the total, or are there other costs? Because I remember the estimate was higher, wasn't it?
Where his original estimate was. Yeah. I was surprised to see this number. I thought we were going to, especially when Sharon was looking at their amounts, they were going higher on everything, and they were concerned about that. And I thought that I was quite pleased. Actually.
So our estimate is $613,195.
That's what I got, yep. Okay. That includes the culverts, too. But
gotcha. And the guardrail.
I honestly don't know where we're at for because I don't have it.
I thought it was 680 something.
Was it?
No, it was 6 and a quarter.
No.
Oh, six and a quarter? Okay.
It was 619, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. All right. So it was around 6 and a quarter.
Yeah.
But that was without the culverts, so this is significantly.
That had a 10% contingency, which I didn't include the contingency in this estimate.
So that would add 60,000 to it then.
Yep.
So then we would be right up there to almost 700,000.
Yep, if you had the contingency.
So these without the contingency, these aren't that far apart. This would, with a 10% contingency, this would be 673,000, which is, I figured it would come in at about 670 or 680. So considering the culverts, so really this is kind of the same amount of money.
Are we so is the for budgeting purposes, are we factoring the contingency?
I certainly think that we should consider at least 5% over, and it with the estimate that Jimmy got for the culverts and the estimate that he got for the guardrail removal and replacement, I felt that if we came in under 700,000, we would be very fortunate. And so if we're at 673 with that 10% contingency, I would plan on it and hope that we came in under, and we'll know when we get the bids.
Okay, so we are back up into the 680 range when you factor in the contingency.
You really are.
Okay, all right. That's maybe that's what I remember.
I didn't include it in that estimate.
Maybe that's the number that's stuck in my head.
That's okay. You didn't scare us as much.
When you're at this level, you know, it's contingency gets smaller and smaller as you get closer to contract plan, so.
Oh, yeah. That okay.
Well, because your design becomes more defined.
You're refined.
You know,
as you get
to the contract stage.
So, is that where we're at now?
Yeah, we're trying to get the contract documents.
Gotcha.
Except approved and finalized and get it out to bid.
Yeah, so I'm thinking when we do our kind of benchmarks, even though we're going with the lowest bidder, we want to kind of benchmark against what our estimate is, right?
Sure, yeah.
Just as a barometer.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we would hope that we weren't too far apart.
Right.
You know, exactly. the biggest factor is the pavement prices,
right.
You know, and they don't typically fluctuate in the winter, so I don't think there's going to be a big surprise there.
Right.
You can probably plan on them, the bidders, things will settle down by a month, but you can probably plan that they'll put a little volatility into that calculation, the way things are going in the last couple of days, because the price of oil has jumped 20 barrels, or at least that's what it did yesterday. $20 a barrel.
Yesterday?
Because of the Middle East.
It came back down today.
Pardon?
It came back down today.
Oh, did it?
By the almost default amount.
Oh, good.
It could be back up again tomorrow. But.
Well, I think they probably will bid carefully in that regard.
Yeah.
So, anything else you need approval for on this game?
I think you covered it. I don't know. Chair. No, I guess that's
it. And we were okay because we put the culverts into the total bid. We were okay on that change of scope of service that we approved about a month ago. Yes?
Well, no, I just went ahead and did it based on, you know, that. But
that document is not signed yet because we were concerned that if we broke out the culverts to a separate item, it might cost more. We did vote that scope of change of scope was okay. I will find that document and sign it and send it back.
Oh,
to you.
Okay. The number two, you mean? This one?
It might have been.
This is the one, the latest one I sent to you. I'm not sure. There was one proposal I had when we were looking at having the culverts as a separate project, I believe.
And
right?
Well, that's why we didn't sign this, was because I said you have an approval to do it, and at that point we had decided we would separate them out. So we weren't sure that this document would cover what it would take you if you were going to have to do a separate RFP. And so we didn't sign it, as I recall. Is that not correct? We thought there might be an additional charge on the scope of service because we broke it out as a separate RFP.
Well, we did at the time, but... No.
But then we changed it. Mm-hmm. So this one should be okay then.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah,
because you planned this, you did this change of scope to accommodate the culverts in the original RFP.
Yes.
So if we approve this mm-hmm. again today, to be sure, and sign it, then we're good to go?
Yep. Yeah, that's, we went back and forth on separate we landed on separate, combined at the last meeting, so
yep.
I had that proposal. That proposal was for just combining it into the project. It includes construction, too, which you don't have to do. I broke it out. Final contract and construction services.
Do you want... I can have this included in the package, and we can do it next week if
yep.
you like.
And we can look at
so
it.
Maybe you put that in the package and then and keep hold of it so we have to sign it. Anything else?
Nope. I'm all set.
Okay, and at some point we'll have to make an arrangement with Sharon as to a joint meeting after he gets everything tabulated.
Right.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Sure. While we're on road projects, if we could do this Cloudland Road project. There are two bids here. One from John. And I sent these to you guys a few days ago. Did you all read them? One from Harrington and John, and one from Willis Engineering. You want to look at these if you haven't seen them or didn't look at them?
I'll take a look at them.
Okay. There's John's. And in order, the grant on the structures grant has to be in by the 15th of April. And so in order to have that happen, we need some pre-engineering work, a hydraulic study, and some borings, and a preliminary design. And on that Willis proposal, I think he went further than that.
We have hard copies of the auditor's financial statement.
I don't know whether, but do you have any copies of the final after the correction on the appropriation and everything? Do you have a final draft, or does Neil have a final draft of those numbers?
I have not put in the.
But you've got some hard copies. Neil does. Yes. Pardon?
With the added 500.
Yeah. Neil's got those.
2,500 in the Alt Foundation one, you mean?
The Otter Creek and Alt Foundation,
yep.
Yeah. Okay.
You need those now?
No, Frank was just asking. When are you going to ask them, John, to get that the culverts put in by in Palmer?
Yes, me?
Yeah.
What was the question again?
When are you going to stipulate in those specifications the amount of time between the culverts get put in and they start to do the reclaim, or so that they have time?
Yeah.
What kind of a time frame are you going to ask them to do so that those culverts get adequately compacted with road traffic?
Yeah, I think if they install them correctly, it shouldn't be much time, but I mean, I would suggest maybe a month.
So you'll put that in those
documents? Yeah, and maybe we didn't discuss it, but we need to confirm the completion date for the culverts themselves, because right now I threw out May 22nd as a... But that might be too soon. You know, we may want to say sometime in June.
Well, it
depends on how late spring comes, I guess, but...
Yeah.
I think I would try for May 22nd.
Yeah.
That would give them a month to hang in there before they'll ever get the paving done.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have any experience knowing whether or not, say they put the culverts in and then they reclaim the road, whether or not the time period needs to, you know, I guess I'm just asking out loud. Whether you need more, or I would suspect maybe less time. If you're going to reclaim, you're kind of disturbing the whole surface anyway. So
yeah, you're going down about 8 inches, you know, below the surface.
Yeah.
But
I mean, so that's just different than, you know, when you cut the road open and you know, then patch it back. It's a little different than, you know, they're doing the whole recourse and the whole thing. So.
So are you saying that will they have to be less careful or can do a wider ditch? Or I'm trying to get...
Well, it's just they're going to disturb the materials on top, and that's probably where you get a lot of the settling, most of the settling, and the compaction anyway, when you get these divots in the in the culverts. So I don't know. It was just something I was thinking about. But I wholeheartedly agree that we should have them done, you know, some time period before they pave with them. Soon, because if they start the project and we shut down the traffic, they're not going to get compacted.
Right.
So, because we'd like those 750 cars to go over the hill and come back and pack our culverts.
Pound them down. Yeah. I mean, if they compact in, you know, 12-inch lifts all the way up and properly, it shouldn't be an issue, but.
We could always get Dan Clay to hire a Paul Monroe over the hill for a week straight.
That pipe come that way.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, 27th isn't unreasonable. You can, and then they can always come to us and say, well, gee, we're going to be a week late. And then...
I try for as much as you think you need. Yeah.
Should we specify a date to start?
You said
you were saying
you were. There's only one family with school children up that hill until you get to Allen Hill. And
right.
The trick is going to be with those culverts. Of how hill, the steep part is that handrail is going to have to come out, or maybe we can take that section, but I assume that that isn't acceptable.
So they I assume they're going to have to take that band wheel out to get those culverts. And so that's going to be another tricky.
Yeah, I mean, they can take it up in sections and then put the barrels up.
Or, well, or they could put the sections back, I suppose. But that is going to be a little bit of consideration for them.
That's true.
But we'll talk to the people ahead of time and say, you know, this is the deal. We're going to close the road and just plan to get out, you know, whichever, you know, they can go one way or another. They're just going to have to plan on it.
Right.
You know, because we'll do one culvert at a time. We're not going to tear them all up, or they won't tear them all up.
Do you take drugs?
No, I mean, you can probably do up to two a day.
Except that big one probably take longer.
Right. Other than that. Four-footer,
Yes, okay.
Right.
Yeah, plan on that.
Sounds good.
I think you'll get it all together. It's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah. It's coming together.
Do you have any thoughts on that? Does anybody want to make a motion?
Make a motion that we approve the Horizon Engineering.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? You can work on the problem. Is there a signature page there on that? I'll sign it and give you a copy, or give you the whole thing after we make a copy.
Okay.
Unanimous.
You may not need that last one.
I'll just do it all.
Okay. Okay, we've solved that problem. Do you want to talk about truck pricing, and then we'll get into the changes in the spreadsheets?
Sure. So when Clark's came down and went over the final documents with us at the garage, he was talking with the guys and stuff, and kind of like the setups of the truck and layout, etc. So long story short, they questioned the fact of different style seats than what we had kind of proposed in the bid. And basically they come up with a different seat that they would prefer, and there was a couple of little details, but it was going to change the price of each truck by $1,100.
So who's they? The crew?
The crew and Clark's.
Okay.
So I'm just bringing that back to see if the board will approve.
Thank you.
What was the difference?
Thank you very much for coming.
I wish Jimmy was more comfortable, basically. A lot more comfortable and apparently more adjustment to it.
After sitting in them for 100 hours, I don't know if the seats that were in these trucks are similar to the change or similar to what was.
They're definitely a more high quality seat than what's there right now, by far.
Anyways, when you're sitting in the seat all day, the more comfortable is that.
So I just wanted to bring it back to the board to make that decision. And
the culvert?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a de minimis change, and we're not altering the spec.
When Steve asked me about it, I said that probably was the case, but I didn't want to change it without an approval from you guys, knowing full well that those trucks won't come in until August. I thought we could get the full approval if that's what you want to do, rather than have you find out later and say that we shouldn't have done that. Because we have, certainly have to.
It makes them happy and more comfortable sitting in.
Well, you sit in those trucks all day, and it's grueling.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like, from a procurement standpoint, it doesn't. Nancy, what do you think, Nancy?
I think you can. It's perfectly acceptable to if you have a different quality or something that you know that it's something. If you make a change and it's a different kind of thing that's preferable, then I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To do that.
And it's kind of a minor cost.
Yeah.
So I move that we upgrade the truck, the two trucks that we purchased, to the higher quality seats.
And there was a couple little things without pulling up the email, but it's
$1,100.
Yes,
the total per truck.
Oh, it was $1,100. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we've got rid of that. Now let's go to, because the auditors are here and Neil is here. There was an error on my part. I did not read the Ottawa Health Foundation item, and they had upped it from $2,000. Last year to $2,500 this year. So there was that error that had to be adjusted in the financial statements or the budget that we approved on the 28th, I believe it was, of December. And so I think Neil has some new ones kicking around, and this is going to be how the auditors have shown it. Is that correct, Nancy and Ben?
No, I changed my spreadsheet because it agrees 100% with what the auditors did. So what you'll be looking at is my spreadsheet with red numbers, where the difference with the $500.
I don't want any paper, please, no paper.
No, I didn't have that.
Ben?
Yes, I got it.
Yeah. Will you explain the changes that you made in wording on the various items?
Do you have an extra copy of that? Yeah.
So that everybody knows what they're going to see in the town report, especially the wording for those appropriations?
Sure. I haven't. Nancy and I haven't discussed this, so she would be hearing this for the first time as well. Do you want me to talk relative to what Neil has handed out or what was
sent around? Well, there's going to, in the wording under general fund reserve accounts, there's going to be a difference in wording. And I don't know whether you changed anything else or not.
We will, nothing that rises to actually discussing, just correcting typos and spacing errors. The wording you're referring to, since you have it in front of you, I will just point to it in Neil's version. It is on lines 253, 254, and 255. The words flip back and forth.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think the words transfer to are coming out or being deleted.
Okay, so all you're going to say is building reserve, paving reserve, communications equipment reserve?
Correct. Correct, and the fund number.
What are those numbers?
The reappraisal reserve is 160. The communications reserve is 410. The highway road paving reserve is 422. And the building reserve is 452.
Okay.
There is a similar line item further up in the budget. That is a transfer, a movement of money to the, I think it's the Land Records Maintenance Reserve. It is line. It is line 36 on the spreadsheet. So I would think to be consistent, we would take the words "transfer to" out of that as well. And just say land records maintenance reserve.
Did you speak to Becky about that?
No.
At all? I'm more than happy to take it out. That is something we should check with her just to be sure. That is a fund that the state is requiring.
It is.
Correct. That the state is requiring, and we will have to be sure that she is comfortable, because that is not the same kind of transfer. In other words, that she has to collect X number of dollars for recording fees, and part of that is now through state law, that is to go to a land records maintenance reserve.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Neil?
That's correct.
And so I don't have a problem with taking out the transfer to, but just we need to just check with her and make sure that didn't have to be there for some reason.
I don't think so.
Because this is a new item, and I suppose do we have to set up that reserve?
No,
that's set up by the state, but by state law.
It's not new.
Okay.
So where does it actually go?
It goes to our funds to. Upgrade the records or take care of the records.
No, I mean, where does the
money go?
Yeah, is it a reserve account somewhere?
It is. It's a reserve account under the control of the town clerk.
Okay.
But there's one other language change that might be worth highlighting, and this was a comment that I had gotten from Scott. This would be reflected in line 10 of the general of the town budget, where it says transfer highway fund, and then the corresponding line item in the highway budget, which is line. Sorry, I don't think I have it here. Neil, is this just?
I have it.
It's line near the top of the highway budget.
Let me give you a copy.
I think it says town taxes right now.
Mm-hmm.
Scott had suggested changing it to something along the lines of appropriation to highway fund and appropriation from.
No, not on that. That is literally so the comment I had to Ben was because of the way we structure our accounts, the money flows into the general fund. So when we raise taxes, those taxes flow into the general fund. And the share of revenue that is for highway purposes is technically transferred to the highway fund. So in that sense, it is technically a transfer. We're transferring revenue from one account to another.
Okay, so I'll step in.
And so that is a transfer.
So I'll leave that line alone, line 10.
But my comment to you, Ben, was if it's a transfer out from the general fund, it should be a transfer in to the highway fund.
Okay, so transfer to highway fund, transfer from the general fund.
Yeah, and like the from and to, you know, it's basically just clarifying the front end.
Well, what it's showing here is town taxes.
Right, and it should technically, either which way, to be consistent, you're showing a transfer out of one, you might as well be consistent and show the transfer in. You're transferring out, you should be consistent.
That makes sense to me. I think since for many years it said town taxes in that line.
Right.
I don't know if that's going to throw.
Well, you know, it's probably not something but for the whole thing around reserve funds being called transfers, I probably wouldn't have ever paid attention to it. But now suddenly this whole new world of transfers is just this language around transfers.
Well, I don't have a feeling either way. I was just being responsive,
sure.
So I'm happy to go the board thinks is best on that line 5 in the highway budget.
Yeah, I mean the larger question. Looking at here, by the way, the larger question around this is whether you call it transfers or appropriations or whatever, is this is a really, really big change. And I now that we have the auditors here, I talked to Ben about this, and he said that he was, in his words, trying to do the least amount of violence to Neil's spreadsheets, and that it wasn't the auditor's idea to take what the line items associated with reappropriating the surplus and putting those into the budget. And so that was not an idea that the auditors came up with. And it's a complete deviation from what we've been doing for the last 3 years. It's not anything we've ever done before. And so I guess if the auditors aren't putting forth a policy change because they're just trying to be consistent with the spreadsheet that was submitted by Neil, there's a policy decision that has to be made here that this is the way we're going to handle surpluses from this point forward, because that's not how we've handled surpluses for the past 3 years. In other words, the reappropriation of surpluses have not been put as line items in the budget. And so this is a big departure, and the net result, as you see in the warning, is that the budget, now the budget number is much larger, because now the budget number has to reflect the surplus, or a big chunk of it actually has to reflect the surplus. And that causes some pretty big problems. But if that's where we're going from a policy standpoint, we should adopt it as policy, not because this is a change. This is a big change. I would suggest that in addition to accepting the auditor's numbers as they've been delivered with the changes, that we also acknowledge and adopt as a board the policy change that is embedded in here. And I guess I would just make one other comment, is that way back when we created the Financial Management Committee, and one of the within the charge of that Financial Management Committee was to figure out how best to deal with, you know, reflect surpluses. And that committee didn't do anything. And here we are with a big policy change that didn't emanate from the Financial Management Committee, and it didn't emanate from the auditors. So, I don't know where this policy change is coming from, but it is indeed a big policy change.
If you consider, and one of the reasons I called the LTC was that if you put these amounts to go into the budget, as Neil has done, and you don't call them transfers, they are just basically appropriations to the various reserve accounts, and then in your warning articles, you say, we are going to appropriate, or we're going to apply the fund balance of 176,381, whatever it is, to offset taxes or to reduce taxes. By doing that, you save all that confusion of whether you are appropriating that money twice, whether you're using it twice, or whatever you're doing. They can still discuss, they can change their minds, they can say they don't want to put the money, the fund balance, toward any of the taxes if they so desire. But in the long haul, it is going to make it far clearer and easier for any board in the future to write warning articles that are consistent and make sense. The decision is still up to the voters. And if I speak to the budget, I will make it very clear that that is where what these funds are augmenting, that we would not have been able to do otherwise had we not had the fund balance. But it makes it much clearer if there isn't this constant nagging of, are we appropriating this money twice by putting the figures here and there? It just makes it a cleaner product. And yes, probably it is a policy change, But I think one of our jobs, I personally feel, if we do nothing else and make it easier for all the boards in the future to come along and follow a template so it is easier to put these budgets together, that we have accomplished something.
So I guess I would dispute that it's an improvement over what we're already doing. I think what we're already doing works. And I think what we're already doing is clear. I guess my biggest objection to what we're doing, both in the warning and with the financial statements that the auditors have presented, is that Doug Tuttle and I rarely disagree, but I spent some time with Doug the other day, and on one thing he and I agreed, that this town, because of past history, but I think in the last 3 to 4 years with the changes that have been made, we have been on a path to establishing some pretty solid baselines for both the general and highway fund. In other words, we're getting better and better at knowing what our baseline budgets are for both of those funds, and we are getting smarter about how to budget those. And this change will really make it more difficult, and it will obscure our ability to get to understand, not only for us as a board, but for voters to understand what the baseline budgets are. Because, for example, the budget now, because of the way this is being structured, the budget now, and you'll see in the revised draft of the warning, the budget went to $1,667,843, because that budget number now includes the surplus. And that's not the true budget number. If you want to, that's because it's got built into it the surplus. So next year, if we have a different surplus, if we don't have a surplus at all, we're going to see a precipitous drop in the budget. And the budget is going to swing. That budget number in the article and the budget number in the spreadsheet is going to swing from year to year, depending on the size of the surplus. That, in my opinion, is not a good thing, that we have these large swings, that we're setting ourselves up for large swings in the budget. And just to illustrate the point further is that for the last several budget narratives that we've drafted, we have been able to, because of the changes we've made recently, say this is how this year's budget compares to last year's budget. And this is how this year's budget compares to the year before. And here's the change in percentage. And this change is going to make it very difficult to do that without a lot of explanation. So what we were doing before worked. It was not a problem. What we have done for the last 3 years was not a problem. So I don't understand, A, who decided we needed the policy change. B, it was never put on the table until now. We didn't discuss it as a board.
These figures have been in this budget since day one.
They have not.
Yes, they have.
They have not.
You want me to pull up the old ones?
Those
have been there. Those have been there right along.
Not those three line items.
Yeah, they have.
Well, the spreadsheet that Neil sent to us in December, the last one we worked from, had zeros in those three lines.
Because we hadn't decided where to put them, but the lines were there.
But those were not. This is where things are getting twisted up. And I sent Ben an extensive email illustrating how, if you look at the past several annual reports, we have never, never taken money that we have reappropriated to reserve funds and put them to those line items. It has never happened.
This is the budget that you voted against it, but the rest of us approved on 11/28. And those figures are right here. Reserve for reappraisal, $5,000. Transfer to building reserve, $28,381. Transfer to paving reserve, $90,000. And surplus to communication reserve, $8,000. This is the budget that Neil printed out that on 11/20, 12/28, I purposely, when he brought those out, this is what we approved. I purposefully wrote on that budget, approved 12/28, so there would not be these confusions that we went through last year of budgets because they were in a spreadsheet in SharePoint, and we didn't know which one was the last one.
So
you may not have voted to approve this, but the rest of us did. And it is here in black and white. And I did not manufacture this budget sheet, and I did not lie about it, and I'm not lying about it now.
I'm not accusing anybody of lying. What I think is not clear is I'm not sure that when this board voted on what you're showing there, I'm not sure everyone grasped what was being done. Because the budget numbers that we voted on, at least the ones I saw, were very different. You know, it's fine. I mean, I've said my piece. I think this is a bad idea, but that's fine. I'm happy to get outvoted on it. And I just think there are big problems with this because it is, as I've said, it is something we have never done before. It is not consistent with anything we've ever done.
At the end of the day, all it changes is budget numbers. It doesn't change the percentage to be raised in taxes or the tax rate. Or
you're right. It doesn't. The numbers are the same. But what it does, that budget number in the warning, which is 1,667,843, if we don't have a similar surplus or a bigger surplus, what I'm saying is that budget number is going to swing from year to year. We have talked ad nauseum over the past 3 or 4 years about not having this sawtooth effect. And now we've just created a scenario where we are going to have a sawtooth effect.
Only in the budget, not in the amount of money to be raised in taxes. Sure. And it is now almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we've still got a long way to go. So, you've said your piece, I've said mine. We have adopted this budget on multiple occasions. We now have the one with the corrected amounts. Does someone want to make a motion to adopt this budget as it is, as it sits, the way it sits?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
I just got a question. I don't know if it relates to this or not. Are the budget figures going to be put in the way it's shown on this sheet, or because it's reverse of what we used to do? In other words,
that is how the auditors have presented it. They like that. I personally liked it when Neil set it up that way because the figure that was closest to the item, you didn't get lost when you looked all the way over. It is a departure from the way they've done it in the past.
I just wanted to recognize that.
But I thought it was, I personally enjoyed it when we were working with it because the most recent figures were closest. And that's how they have presented it in your accounts, correct?
Yeah.
With the year, our current year, right next to the thing. So, yes, indeed. So, all those in favor of adopting this spreadsheet that Neil just gave us, which included the corrections for the Ottawa Health Foundation?
As corrected.
Corrected.
With the $2,500.
Yes.
And it's, you might put in the date of the spreadsheet, which is
1-8-20 FY2021.
Because there are a lot of spreadsheets.
All those in favor of adopting, of approving that budget?
Aye.
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 Frank?
No. Opposed.
Okay. I guess the ayes have it. Okay, now, It's 9 o'clock almost, and we have some priorities. Are you going to be comfortable as auditors if we do the annual report and the budget narrative and the review of the warning, the draft warning next Wednesday meeting? Is that going to be soon enough for you? Or do you want us to do a special meeting? Because the financial report, the budget narrative is going to take some doing, and that was contingent on these changes. The draft warning is about ready to go, except for Nick's thing, and the select board annual report. I don't know what kind of input the other select board members. And if you don't, if you need it earlier than that, we can have a special meeting.
From my point of view, as long as it can just be dropped into another Word file, getting that later is fine. I think it can. It's just going to be a page of text, right?
Yeah.
Reports. That's, yeah.
Well, from what I can't remember. I don't know which page I wrote it on. Becky says that you still those petitions can still come in until
that's right.
The 13th or the 15th or something like that.
The 16th.
The 16th. And we still have a few other reports. I think if edits to those reports change the budget in any way, that's more problematic.
Well, we have to approve the reports anyway before they...
We have to approve the reports, and that's going to take some while. And the budget narrative is going to change just because of the investment here. So, in that case, I think we will leave those three items. And so we have... John Moore here for the Capital Planning Committee.
Can I just...
Yeah.
One more question. We never did take a vote on the policy change that is embedded in the budget. And so I think we should pause and either vote to formalize the policy change that just happened by a 3-2 vote. And because we just changed policy. And